Is it recording? Hello? Hello. Welcome to the Can of Nothing podcast. We're here to talk to you about politics, hockey, soccer, and X-Men.
I read in the paper that speaking of hockey, Paul Henderson is getting a street named after him in Erin Mills. It said so when I was eating at Mr. Sub at Square One. The lady behind the counter told me.
Why did she tell you?
Because I told her we were going to make a podcast about politics and hockey. She said, speaking of hockey, Paul Henderson is getting a street named after him in Erin Mills. And lo and behold, when I sat down and read the Mississauga News, there it was in the small corner on the front page. She's like a prophet.
Yeah. Did you tell her it was also about soccer and X-Men?
She doesn't like soccer or X-Men.
How do you know?
I asked her. Anyway, this is the first Can of... Hey, don't touch my Power Ranger game. This is the first Can of Nothing podcast. I did quotation marks because it's not really a real podcast because I don't know how to get it into one of those program thingies. Okay. And... quiet. Make it louder later. Okay, so basically we asked on the forums who would be interested in this, like, what would you be interested, and Jude was all like, well, maybe if it was interesting. So we're gonna, for this first one, instead of just doing random rambling,
right? No, we're not rambling.
We'll try to talk about something about the site, and if people have a good response to this, we'll get some, we'll talk about other stuff. We'll talk about politics later. We'll get Eric to come in here and he'll talk about Stephen Harper.
Tell you what to vote for.
Yeah.
Stephen Harper.
Okay. Derek, get to it.
Hello.
Our podcast subjects, as Phil has outlined in the forum.
The
ones you can't see. Sorry. Hunting Frosty. So what's happening with Hunting Frosty, Phil?
Oh, it's going pretty bad, because if you live in the area, you'll notice that yesterday it was like 8 degrees, and all the days before that it was over zero, so all the snow went away, and you can't do a movie about a snowman without snow.
And for people who don't know, explain what Hunting Frosty is.
Hunting Frosty is an idea I came up with one day while I think I was getting a haircut. See, all the best ideas come when getting a haircut. Like Sonny G, that came to me while getting a haircut. So I was sitting there, and I started thinking, I need to do a movie, a small one. And it was winter, so I was going to do a Christmas movie. And that was Hunting Frosty. I figured, I don't really know why it happened, but I wanted people to fight a snowman. And basically, this is what was going to happen in the movie. The beginning was going to be like a SWAT team, which is really just some kids running around with weapons. And they're acting all stealthy, jumping around behind snow mounds and hiding behind trees. And then they get to a park and they see Frosty the snowman. I don't know why they're fighting him, but they are. And so they beat him up. And they're like, yeah, we won. We rule! But then the camera pans around them, and you see like five other snowmen surrounding them. Oh! So they have to fight those snowmen. That's the rest of the movie.
I see. Intriguing. And who's starring in this movie, Phil?
Supposedly Derek, Eric, Jude, and Chris.
Wow, that's great.
Jude, I don't know if you know Chris. Chris wasn't in any movies or anything yet, but we've known him for a long time, and he expressed some interest in it. Hopefully still be interested next winter.
So where do you know Chris from?
Why are we always stuttering?
Because it adds style.
I see.
Makes it sound more colloquial, you know, conversational.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I know. Stop moving.
I can't. This chair likes to turn.
I know, because I know Chris from school.
That's great.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, Chris, by the way. Chris also said he'll be in the Batman series. Oh. we were writing. He said he'd be Commissioner Gordon. Speaking of Batman series, that's our next topic.
What a smooth transition.
Oh, yeah. Talk a little bit about the Batman series and how it came about, why we decided to do it here.
Me?
It started with you.
It started with me. I started writing a series called Bad Day for the Batman, and I only wrote like half of the first scene, and I dropped it because I didn't know what else to do. And then one day Derek was like,
"What?"
Derek,
we need a flagship series, Phil.
And I was like, "All right, so what do you want to do? We should do something original, not spoof." And then Derek was like,
"Let's do Batman."
I was like, "Sweet." So we, to start us off, we just took the beginning of my old script, and I'm not sure how it turned into what it is now. None of you know what it is, but it's just kind of out there, and it's this weird adventure thing that Batman goes on with a thief, ironically. And
there's some homoerotic action.
Yeah. One scene, I'm not really...
Phil's not really comfortable with it.
Maybe we shouldn't mention that, because then the person who has to play a thief might not want to do it.
Oh, yeah. Don't listen to that. That'll get cut, don't worry. Right.
So tell them, Derek, about the special part of this series.
What?
You know, the...
Oh.
Part of it is scripted, but also we like to... We're going to be interjecting pieces of, you know, guerrilla... film
warfare.
You know, if you've seen Phil's Average Citizen, then you'll know what we're talking about. There's gonna be bits and pieces of that in
wiki woo
in between the scripted parts. Yeah, so that's gonna make it, that's our original material,
original stolen from mega64.com. visit them, they're good. Okay. Our the next thing we want to talk about is a series Derek was working on called Subcultured, and I'm not really sure. He seems to want to throw it into all different kinds of mediums. Here's Derek to talk about Subcultured.
Okay, well, I'm not going to talk too much about this because, like, whenever I start working on it, it becomes something else. But it started as I wanted it to be like a web comic, except in video form, if that makes any sense. So it'd be like short videos.
So it's like, but it's like a movie.
Yeah, like a movie, except really short
and comic, like Sin City, right?
Yeah. But from then on, some stuff happened. I don't know. It became a video, like a full length video, and I got Phil and Drew to agree to voice act. And then it became a comic again.
Esmeralda.
Yeah, that line's not in it anymore. Oh. But that used to be a line. Phil even recorded some lines. But none of them are really in the script anymore, unfortunately. So, yeah, I don't know. Right now it seems to be going in a single direction. And maybe it'll be finished someday. We'll see. Because I haven't really done anything in a while. Right. But anyway, what I might be doing, working on with Phil, is the 2005 collection DVD. See how we just go from one topic to the next so naturally? It's just, wow. Wow. So Phil, talk about the DVD.
Okay, well, the DVD, if you've if you live near us, I guess you can get one. Because we can't.
Where do we live? You have to say where we live.
We live in Canada.
So if you're anywhere in Canada, you can just drop by and pick up a DVD.
You know, just go to Derek's house. He'll burn you one real quick. Okay. Well, it's going to, like the last one, the 2003-2004 one, it's just going to be all the videos we did from the year that's on the title of this edition. I guess that includes, what does that include?
There's a list somewhere.
We have a list here, but I'm going to do this off the top of my head. That includes all the Batman stuff I did, minus community service, because I released that this year. The Amazing Guys and Beast Wars episodes Derek did.
Yeah.
That's about four, I guess.
What else was there?
My,
special.
Everyone is special in their own stupid way. The Trashimation project that we... The biggest collaborative thing we've done.
Done.
Also, there's Derek's other Trashimation things. Pombrio.
Is that this year? I think so.
Yeah, that was earlier this year.
You
did a lot
earlier last year.
Well, you last whatever.
Oh,
you did a lot before the summer. And well, we're going to try this time to make it more DVD like with higher quality video. Last time we only had those low quality WMV files to transfer onto the discs. And this time we actually saved all the original raw files so we can put higher quality things. It'll be there.
You can name it.
It'll be there.
They need to know.
There will be Can Smashing and Alex versus Eric 1.5. The videos that no one really likes because there's no point or story to it.
Except Kevin Harper.
Kevin Harper! Are you there?
Kevin Harper.
Kevin Harper likes it. And, well, we are planning on doing commentary, but...
The videos are kind of short, so it's kind of hard sometimes to do. You know, it might be hard to say stuff.
Yeah, I have a lot I want to say about Sonny G, but that video is about a minute and 8 seconds, and about 13 of those seconds include the Can of Nothing Productions logo. So,
which was made by Phil, by the way, and it's cool.
I made that, and yeah. So maybe we can do commentary for some of the longer ones. I wanted to say something about Average Citizen because, yeah, walking around was pretty fun. You didn't really, without being there, you didn't really know exactly what was going on. Because there's a lot of stuff we actually left out. Like when we went into No Frills. Okay, I'll talk about that in the commentary.
Oh, now you have to go get the DVD.
Oh!
Oh, which is free.
If you live near us.
In Canada. So speaking of...
Wait. The DVD.
What else about the DVD?
Oh, another thing we're going to do different this time is the addition of special features. Derek is drawing stuff in the lint on my computer. It says Phil. That's my name. Yeah, we're going to add extra features. Other than the commentary, supposedly, I'll probably have Sonny G bloopers, because we filmed a lot that day, even a bunch of extra stuff. If you frequent the forums, you might have seen some of the stuff like Alex getting angry at the broken Nestea can.
Cameron's drink,
Alex versus Cameron. So that's all good. And also, a trailer for my old movie that me and Derek started filming a while ago. Two summers ago.
Yeah.
2 summers ago, me and Derek started filming a remake of my movie, The Hamburglar. The original one I did with my sister in the basement. And this one, I'm trying to make it bigger and better. And it's turning out to look a little better, but I think it's lost a bit of its flair because it's not on the spot improv anymore. But we'll see.
We'll see. Yep. And so, our next topic is Can of Nothing documentary, which Phil has expressed an interest in doing because the can has existed for how long?
5 years.
5 years. Did you know that? Did you know that? I mean, not Phil. You, who are listening.
Post on the forums and tell us if you knew that.
Yeah. And then stay at the forum and keep posting. Yeah.
Okay, well, Derek doesn't have much to say. The documentary I wanted to do, well, last year, when we had the birthday. Whatever, I was going to do a big write-up of the history of the Can of Nothing, but I didn't. I got lazy. And the old staff members who were supposed to, you know, write up something about their experience, they never did it. So I scrapped that, and I'm pretty much just turning it into the documentary, which will include short excerpts of me speaking like this, but in video form, about what the Can of Nothing is and how it all started and the history and all that. But then you get to see the people behind the website and the videos and everything
They see you in the movies.
Hold on. You didn't let me finish. Okay. You get to see them in their natural environment.
Whoa.
It's like a National Geographic video.
Are you going to be naked?
No. Well, so, I'll just, you know, you'll see behind the scenes stuff where we do all our work, how we're inspired by our videos at, you know, places like Halo parties and stuff. You know.
Halo parties and stuff. Nah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, I only joined the site like 2 years ago. I wasn't there in the beginning. That was just Phil and who were the other people?
One guy was named Dan. Dan was pretty good. He did a lot of site maintenance stuff. Then we got... So I started it with a guy who went by the name Majin Vegeta.
Oh.
His real name's Mark. And, yeah, you can read... You can go to the museum and find out how that happened. And then we recruited Dan. And then we got... we got Nana. That's not her real name. And she disappeared. I'm not really sure what exactly she did on the site either. Did some interviews, posted updates and acted very, you know, Japanese. And then we got Vash. His name's Peter. And he grew up and became this really weird indie guitarist guy. And I talked to him once in a while and he doesn't really say anything back. But he fixed up some links. I remember that. That was cool. And then he stayed, and he had the crazy, insane-ish, own-ish picture of the week. And that only lasted about 6 weeks, maybe. And, What were we talking about? Why did you ask me about them?
I don't know. Because I said I only joined, like, 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Derek only joined 2 years ago. And...
So we were Planets Hosting.
Planet Shosting.
That's Nima. Nima, you rule. And Richard, too.
Yeah, without Richard and Nima, the Can of Nothing would still be on the free Brinkster account, and I probably would have just done away with it.
Oh.
But now, see this kind of stuff you'll get in the documentary. You'll be able to probe my mind. And
just I'll... his mind.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so the documentary, if you see us around this year, like outside of school, I guess, come say hi, and maybe we'll have a camera with us. You can be in the documentary.
If you live in Canada, anywhere in Canada, just drop by. Remember. We're everywhere in Canada. Like City TV.
Everywhere.
Yes. Is that it?
So, I don't know. Is there anything else you want to say about the Camp Nothing? Any updates or, things that are going on?
Well, Phil has a Puff Daddy CD. Puff Daddy featuring Jimmy Page, Come With Me, from the Godzilla soundtrack.
It's a single. It has two versions. It has radio edit and extended radio edit.
Is it signed by Puff Daddy?
No.
Yeah, it is.
I wish.
Anyway, so yeah,
that's our first podcast. Hopefully someone finds it interesting, which will give us more of a drive to do another one, but probably not for a long time because it seems like we don't really have much to talk about after this. We could give you updates on the Batman series as it goes along, but right now all we have is a script, some costumes, some people cast, and I don't expect to even start filming until
what?
I don't know. March, maybe. February, reading week. I don't know.
Cool.
We'll see what happens.
Writing the script was pretty interesting. Because, yeah. It started with your Bad Day for Batman script, right? And then we put it on this site called Writely or something. And it's like you have a Word document up there and then people can... Well, not people, anybody. But whoever you let in can go and just edit the Word file. So me and Phil go back and forth, like adding bits to the script and editing and stuff. And... So it's really cool and collaborative.
Writely.com. For all your writing needs. Writely-ring needs.
Writely-ring needs.
Okay. We'll see you on the website. Goodbye.